بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
إذا السماء انشقت.
When the sky is rent asunder.
وأذنت لربها وحقت.
And hearkens to the command of its Lord, doing what it should. And hearkens to the command of its Lord. The words adhinat li rabbiha literally mean that he will listen to his Lord's command. However, idiomatically, this expression includes the idea of unquestioning obedience to the command, not mere listening. And when the earth is stretched out, and when the earth is stretched out, when the earth is stretched out refers to the time when the seas and rivers will be filled up, the mountains will be reduced to particles of dust that will be made to dissipate, and the earth will be leveled and turned into a flat plain. At another place, the Quran states this phenomenon thus, My Lord will leave the earth a leveled plain in which you shall find no crookedness or curvature. Taha 20:106-107. In his Mustadrak, Hakim, on the basis of a sound chain of narrators, relates, according to Jabir ibn Abdullah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, On the Day of Judgment, the earth will be like a leveled plain and men will move about on it. Kitab al-Tafsir, Volume 2. Let it be borne in mind that on that day, all human beings born since the beginning of the world until the last day will be gathered together. For such a grand assembly, it is necessary that all seas, mountains, forests, valleys, and deserts be leveled plain so that there will be sufficient space for them all. And casts out what is within it and is emptied. And casts out what is within it and is emptied. This refers to the fact that the earth will throw up the dead that had been buried within it. This will bring to the surface all evidence pertaining to their deeds that had thus far remained hidden from sight. Nothing regarding them will then remain unknown.
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ
And hearkens to the command of its Lord, doing what it should. And hearkens to the command of its Lord, doing what it should. It is not specified as to what else will happen after these events. What is significant is that man is on his way to meet his Lord. On the basis of his record of deeds, he will be punished or rewarded.
Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih.
O man, you are striving unto your Lord, and you will meet him. O man, you are striving unto your Lord, and you will meet him. Man should realize that all his striving and its results will be confined to this worldly life. The important thing is man's eventual return to his Lord. Whoever is given the record in his right hand,
فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
shall be called to an easy accounting, shall be called to an easy accounting. That some will be given the record in their right hands is indicative of their being righteous. As a result, they will be subjected to a relatively light reckoning. In other words, such people will not be subjected to strict interrogation as to why they committed certain deeds, nor will they be asked to produce extenuating explanations for their misdeeds. Likewise, even though there will be evil along with good deeds in their records, forbearance will be shown to them because their good deeds will outweigh their evil deeds, and they will be forgiven. In contrast, the evildoers, however, will be subjected to a severe reckoning. Al-Ra'd 13:18. Aisha reported the Prophet's elucidation of this phenomenon of divine reckoning, which, in turn, is cited by Ahmad, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Abu Dawud, Hakim, Ibn Jarir, Abd ibn Humaid, and Ibn Murdawah. One such report states, Woe for him who is subjected to reckoning. Upon hearing this, Aisha reminded him of these Quranic verses. Whoever is given the record in his right hand shall be called to an easy accounting. Al-Inshiqaq 84:7-8. The Prophet, peace be upon him, clarified, it refers to only the presentation of one's record. However, one who is interrogated will not be spared. Another report reads thus, Aisha says, Once I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, making this supplication while offering prayer. O my Lord, call me to an easy accounting. When he finished prayer, I requested him to explain to me his supplication. He replied, Easy accounting stands for Allah overlooking one's record of deeds. O Aisha, woe to him who is interrogated on that day. Bukhari, Kitab al-Tafsir.
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
And shall return to his people joyfully. And shall return to his people joyfully. His people denotes those members of a person's family and those relatives and companions who will be forgiven in the same manner that he himself was forgiven.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ
But he who is given the record behind his back, but he who is given the record behind his back. It is stated in Surah Al-Haqqa 69:25 that the record of an unrighteous person will be handed over to him in his left hand. Here, however, it is stated that such people will be given the record behind their backs. What will probably happen is that when a person's record is given to them to hold in their left hand, they will be greatly embarrassed. They will therefore put their hand behind their back so as to receive their record. This effort to hide their deeds will not be of much avail, for they will in any case still be handed their record. What difference will it then make whether they receive their record with their hand outstretched and hence in the full sight of others or behind their backs?
فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا
Shall cry for perdition.
وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا
And will enter the blazing fire.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
He used to live joyfully among his people. He used to live joyfully among his people. He behaved differently from Allah's pious servants, regarding whom the Quran informs. When they were living among their kinsfolk, they lived in constant fear of Allah. Al-Tur 52:26 They were cognizant all the time about their prospects in the hereafter, lest these might suffer on account of their doting on their children, or their desire to provide ample means of ease and comfort to their immediate dependents. In contrast to such God-fearing people, this evildoer was immersed wholly in worldly joys, along with his family, at the expense of committing unlawful deeds, usurping others' dues, and transgressing the limits set by Allah.
إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ
Thinking he would never revert to us.
بَلَى إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا
But no, how would he not revert? His Lord was ever watching him. But no, how would he not revert? His Lord was ever watching him. It is against Allah's justice and wisdom to let such a sinner go unpunished. He deserves to be subjected to a severe reckoning.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقُ
Nay, I swear by the twilight
وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقُ
And by the night and what it enfolds
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقُ
And by the moon when it reaches its fullness
لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقُ
You shall proceed onwards from stage to stage. You shall proceed onwards from stage to stage.
Man's life does not remain in one state. Instead, it goes through various stages, from youth to old age, from old age to death, from death to barzakh, the transitory stage between death and resurrection, from barzakh to resurrection. From resurrection to the plane of gathering, then to reckoning, and then to the meeting out of reward and punishment. It is emphasized here that all this is bound to happen. This is reinforced by a sworn statement mentioning A. the twilight, B. the darkness of the night, and gathering together in it of those humans and animals that remain scattered during the day, and C. the moon's passing through different phases from being a mere crescent until becoming full. These are among the phenomena that testify to the fact that the universe in which man lives is not static. On the contrary, incessant changes occur all over it. Thus, there is no basis to support the view that everything ends with the person's breathing his last.
فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
So what is the matter with them that they do not believe?
وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ
And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not prostrate themselves. And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not prostrate themselves.
The unbelievers' hearts are devoid of any fear of Allah. They do not prostrate themselves before Him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to prostrate whenever he recited this particular Quranic verse. Malik, Muslim, and Nasai also reported that Abu Huraira used to prostrate on reciting this verse, pointing out that it was the Prophet's practice. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, and Nasai have quoted Abu Rafi. Abu Huraira recited this surah in Isha prayer and prostrated. When I asked him, he told me that when he offered prayer standing behind the Prophet, peace be upon him, he had prostrated after reciting this verse. I will therefore follow this practice until my last breath. Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, and Ibn Majah all recorded another report in which Abu Huraira said, We prostrated after reciting this verse and Surah Al-Alaq while offering prayer behind the Prophet, peace be upon him. Tirmidhi, Kitab al-Tafsir.
بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ
Instead, the unbelievers rejected calling it a lie.
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُوعُونَ
Allah knows best what they are accumulating in their record. Allah knows best what they are accumulating in their record.
This could also mean that God knows well the unbelief, the hostility to, and the rancor against the truth and the evil intentions with which some people have filled their hearts.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ
So give them the good news of a painful chastisement.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ
Except for those who believe and do good deeds, theirs shall be an unending reward.